When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Equus Magazine are now available in this podcast, Equus on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Equus on Audio to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and you'll never miss an article.
This article was posted on March 27, 2025. It was written by Christine Barakat and is titled, A New Way to Understand Head Shaking. A relatively simple piece of technology can help differentiate horses with trigeminal mediated head shaking or TGMHS from those whose behavior originates from other problems. The trigeminal nerve extends from the brain down the side of the face to the muzzle. Horses with TGMHS experience intermittent, severe facial pain along the trigeminal nerve, which extends from the brain down the side of the face to the muzzle. Signs include violent vertical head flicks, as if a bug flew into the horse's nostril, muzzle rubbing, snorting, and even striking at the face with a foreleg. Veterinarians generally diagnose TGMHS by ruling out other potential causes. Looking for a more objective means of detecting and measuring TGMHS, researchers at the universities of Nottingham and Bristol in the United Kingdom fitted the halters of 56 horses with accelerometers attached at the crown piece or pole. 40 of the horses had been diagnosed with TGMHS, head shaking with another cause or lameness. The remaining 16 horses served as controls. The horses were trotted on a lunge line for 5 minutes while the accelerometer collected data on the direction and speed of their head movements. Analysis showed that the characteristics and frequency of vertical head movements made by horses with TGMHS differed significantly from those of the other horses. TGMHS caused horses to move their heads more frequently and with greater force. These rapid acceleration-deceleration peaks are associated with the head movement described by owners as when the horse looks like it has received a sudden electric shock to the muzzle or been stung by a bee up its nose, note the researchers. They conclude that accelerometer use may aid head shaking diagnosis and monitoring of management strategies.